Hello everyone, Dr. Miles here, and in this video, we're going to talk about what type of practice do you want to have. The reason that this is important is because it's going to determine a little bit about whether you're going to go more with some kinds of standardized plans and try to consolidate the number of supplements that you're using and use a little more generalized, similar plans for different people, or whether you're going to really dig deep into customization and personalization of protocols for the individual or somewhere in the middle. And part of this will depend on your personal preference. And part of this is going to depend on your business model and how you're doing your business model. And part of this is going to depend on who your clients are, what your niche is. So, for example, if your niche is working with people who have digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, then you may want really customized, individualized protocols around gut stuff. But for cardiometabolic stuff, for heart stuff and blood sugar stuff that's not your main niche, you may want a more standardized protocol so that you're not carrying so many different products and so that you have a simplified ability to work with cholesterol issues that you find on blood panels that you're running, but people aren't primarily in your office because of that. So you may not go as in-depth as someone who's really niching in diabetes or a cardiovascular focused clinic might want to do in those cases. Another consideration is how complex are the cases. If you're primarily working with people who are coming from a standard American diet with very little exposure to functional medicine, then very standardized protocols might be highly effective. But if you're working with, like in our clinic, we work with Lyme disease and mold illness. We're in Colorado, it's a very progressive area. A lot of people who come to us have been eating paleo for 2, 3 years. They've been to 3 or 4 functional medicine doctors. They've been taking fish oil, curcumin, probiotics, and a bunch of other supplements for, they've tried different herbal protocols. And in this case, we really feel that in order for us to get results, we have to be highly, highly customized to the individual. And that's part of our value as a clinic, is we want to be that clinic that really personalizes care. But that's complicated and expensive in certain ways to carry a lot of those supplements, and to customize those protocols takes a lot more staff time. And so some people really want to have a simplified practice, and they just want to have, a really simple inventory of 30 products or 50 products. They don't want to carry a lot, or they don't want to carry anything in the office. They want to drop ship everything. They want to template their protocols, and they want to be able to have less staff and a more simple practice. And so templating and standardizing more protocols will just serve that kind of practice a lot better. So what is your niche? What are you primarily seeing or focusing on in your clinic? That's an important thing to clarify for yourself, because in functional medicine we can treat the whole gamut of almost any chronic illness, but we want to, for marketing and advertising purposes, it's very helpful to focus in on a particular area. And then for protocol creation and things that you're going to stock when we go over, supplement companies and lab companies, and whether you want to be more nuanced in that and go have all these different lab and supplement company accounts and have all these different things that you're carrying and ordering, which, will create more admin work by a lot, but may get better results depending on the niche. So really clarify that in your mind. Who are you serving in your clinic? Who's coming to see you? What would they best be supported by? and what can your staff handle, and what appeals to you? And are you trying to train other practitioners to do this too? Obviously, more standardized protocols are easier to have other people do. So these are all the kinds of considerations to think through. What we're going to do on our end in this course is we're going to give you a standardized plan, and then we're going to give you some modifications or customizations that you can do to those plans. So that's going to help both, even if you want to, if you want to customize, then you'll see those modifications and customizations. If you want to standardize, you'll see the base plan that we're going to give to you, and we're going to help you understand why we choose what we choose in the base plan and why we make the exceptions we do and additions that we do in the modifications and customizations. Same thing for lab orders. There's a standardized kind of a lab order that you could do for everyone who comes into the clinic, or you can customize for each individual the lab order, and we'll train and teach both on how to do either way. And that should help you to get a feel as you go through this course for which, where you want to be in that spectrum. Do you want to be more towards the standardized, more towards the customized, somewhere in the middle? And you'll have the resources that we'll give in this course to help you do either way or somewhere in the middle and find that place that's good for you and your business. So think about what's your niche, think about the plans, whether you favor or trend towards standardization or customization. And the way we're going to arrange this course is we're doing our best. We thought a lot and talked a lot about how are we going to deliver this material in a way that's so step-by-step pragmatic, like we do it in the clinic. We want to arrange and sequence and order this course in the way that we do it in the clinic, but we also want to allow for the way that might be a better fit for other people who aren't going to be as customized as our clinic. So, the way this course is arranged is that we're going to go through in a similar way to to how we go through in the clinic with patients, where we do a case review process with people and we pick those labs. And then when we explain that, we'll explain how to do that more customized or more standardized. And then we talk through how we do an elimination diet with people, how we do a case review once we have the lab work back in and present the findings to people, how we design protocols based on those findings. And then we'll go through one lab test at a time. For example, we'll go through small intestine bacterial overgrowth. What labs do we order for who and why? When you might want to standardize that, when you might want to customize that. And then we'll go on to the next lab. We'll talk about a stool test and how and when to do that and how to standardize or customize that, and so on and so forth throughout this process so that it can be very systematic for you. So as you start to go through this material, as you start to implement it into your practice, you will start to get a feel for whether you're tending or trending a little more towards customized, individualized, and please submit to us questions that you have that would help you clarify for yourself which way is a little more of a good fit for your clinic at this time. And if you provide us some information with how much staff do you have, what kind of things are you primarily treating, we can then provide some feedback that'll be our professional opinion about what would be a good fit for you to get started with in terms of the lab and supplement companies and in terms of which kinds of protocols, a little more standardized or a little more customized, would be a good fit for that patient population and for your clinic and your business model. So consider that as you go through. I look forward to you having this information delivered in what I think is a unique way. We haven't seen information presented in other courses in this way, and I think that step-by-step thinking through how we do it in the clinic and presenting it in lab by lab and the case review process and all of this, I think it's going to be really amazing for you to take this stuff and implement it very, very quickly into your clinical practice And that's the goal. I don't want you to have to wait several months until you've gone through all the material to start implementing this stuff. The intention is within the first few modules here, you'll already have a handle on at least one solid lab test to get started with, and then the next module, another lab test to get started with, and the next module, another lab test to add on. And that's the intention here. So looking forward to guiding through that process, and please reach out to us if you want some help with your niche and with the customization or standardization question. Thank you for watching. Have a healthy and happy day.